Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. On today's Pardon My Take, it is football in July. July 4th week. You're probably out of work. We have an extra long episode of all of our favorite football guys of the year and some never-before-heard Mount Rushmores with Johnny Manziel, Lane Johnson, and Danny Woodhead, the footballest football guy that's ever played football.
That's actually 100% true.
That's absolutely, yeah,
without
a doubt.
More football
than without a doubt. We are back in studio on Monday, but enjoy this double episode of Football in July. Whether you're searching for a home to buy or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can find the home that's just right for you. You can favorite homes, share listings with others, and even schedule tours with a local Redfin agent all in the app. When you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. So download the Redfin app today to get started. All right, let's go. Welcome to Pardon My Take, presented by SeatGeek. Today is Thursday, July 5th, and LeBron James has signed.
We called that, by the way. We were way out ahead of that one, so please credit us and the fact that he signed with...
Fill in the blank. Well, they're going to be on vacation, too. So, in reality, it's actually, we're sitting here on Wednesday, June 27th, recording this for you. It's our double Football in July episode. You are right now sitting, probably, hopefully not at work, hopefully at the beach, but if you're at work, you're hungover, you feel like shit, you partied a little too hard July 4th, but we have an extra little episode for you with never-before-heard footage.
Let's not say little.
Yeah,
because
true.
It's actually
it's
a big episode.
Never before heard footage.
It is a thick yeah. episode. A lot of girth on this one.
You got to fix your mic, dude. Before
it's okay.
It's,
no,
it's
I got this. I'm going manual with this baby. No, it's a good episode. We've got never before seen footage.
And heard.
Actually, all of our footage is never before seen.
Yeah, well,
so,
no. Scaramucci.
Scaramucci is the only one that's watched it.
Yes.
So outside of those Italian eyes, nobody has seen it yet.
Here's the thing, though. The summer works in a mysterious way because everyone gets really excited for summer right after Memorial Day. You're like, man, it's nice out. I'm going to do so much this summer. This is going to be the summer of me. You know, I'm going to travel. I'm going to do all this shit. July 4th hits, and it's like a fast forward button. Next thing you know, you close your eyes. Boom. Football's back.
Chill out.
Football
Chill
is back.
Out.
Summer's over. Summer's actually over.
Chill
it's football
out.
Season.
They should start back to school shopping July 5th.
Yeah, exactly.
Put up the signs, Macy's.
Sorry, Hank. You never.
Backpack's ready.
You only went to the beach once, Hank. Sorry.
Well, no, Hank went seven or eight
Aruba,
times.
Aruba, 17 times.
A
you
lot
went
of
back
vacations.
To Aruba. But yeah, so we have three new very Mount Rushmores that are really fun. We have Danny Woodhead, undrafted free agents. We have Lane Johnson, the Mount Rushmore of Johnsons, and Johnny Manziel, the Mount Rushmore of comebacks. Before we kick into all that, and we also have our favorite football guys, I have to ask you a SeatGeek question because I forgot to ask any of the guys SeatGeek questions.
Go.
Remember how was your July 4th?
I have a SeatGeek. I have
it was extremely patriotic.
Okay, great.
I lit something on fire.
Yeah,
wait. That's what you have to do as an American.
Do you still have all 10 fingers after July 4th?
No, I pulled a JPP, but do not tweet out my MRI, Adam Schefter.
I have a SeatGeek question.
Okay, put in promo code TAKE. You get $10 off. How was your July 4th?
It was awesome.
Okay, great.
Definitely blew off an appendage of some sort.
Remember
it would be really bad if one of us died, by the way.
Well, let's don't die.
No, let's actually say this right now. If one of us dies, we still have to run this episode.
Yeah, bro.
Because then we get Michael Jackson effect.
No,
we get shitloads of downloads.
No, you're wrong. What we do is we hang on to it.
Ooh,
and we sell
unreleased tapes.
We sell the lost tapes
to
one buyer, to Shkreli.
And I don't want to say, like, no, I'm not going to say it.
I hope it's you.
No, I was going to say I hope it's Bubba because, like, I mean, we could still do the show without you, Bubba. We wouldn't want you to die. But, like, if we were to get the proper, like, bump from a death.
Bubba's already dodged death once.
True.
So, like, I don't think.
I don't hope it's you. Nobody's, but if it had to be you.
Nobody would be shocked if it was Bubba because he has a habit of playing Frogger in the streets with delivery vans.
Mount Rushmore.
If it was Hank.
Yeah.
If it was Hank, that wouldn't be the worst thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, this got weird.
My Seeky question was, remember when PFT just hijacked the Dak Prescott interview and asked a Seeky question?
Yeah, that was a head turner. It was a totally normal move. It just shocked me and Hank. We were like, what?
I don't understand why it was so shocking.
I could tell Big Cat was forgetting to do it. No, I was going to do it.
Big Cat was thrown off balance by the whole interview.
I was ready.
So I was like, we got to ask a Seeky question.
No, I was ready. I was just seeing how long we keep Dak Prescott on because he really wanted to get off.
It wasn't a weird move. It was just unexpected. Like, I was just kind of zoned out because it was such a boring interview. Then I was just like,
It was a hezzy. It was a hezzy Jimbo. Speaking of hezzy Jimbo, by the way, on Monday we're back in studio and we have an awesome interview with CJ McCollum. He came into studio. We're best friends with him now.
We are.
But Hank, you weren't here for it.
Yeah.
He
got traded actually in the last week.
Yeah. He also told us that we're not allowed to call Kevin Durant a baby back bitch.
He didn't say that. He just said it was disrespectful.
Yeah. So we got into it with that. So.
We just said he's a baby bitch.
Yeah. All right. Let's hop into the football guys. We're going to start off. We're going to come in and out. So you'll listen and we'll come in and out from each one, introduce it. So first up, we have Mount Rushmore of undrafted NFL players with the GOAT of undrafted NFL players, mm-hmm. Danny Woodhead.
He's the most undrafted player of all time.
Yes. So here he is, Danny Woodhead. All right. We now welcome on Danny Woodhead. He's retired Danny Woodhead. He was just telling us that he had a bad day at golf and he shot an 86. So he's an asshole for that.
Well, thoughts and prayers, Danny. That sounds terrible.
Yeah. Come on, man.
It was hard to deal with. It was one of those things that I barely could sleep.
At any point,
this was yesterday, and I couldn't sleep hardly.
During that round, did it ever occur to you? Were you ever like, "Man, I really wish I was in. I was doing OTAs right now and just running wind sprints."
You know, I mean that was one of the things that never came up.
Oh, man, I keep hoping. Give me just like a little glimmer of hope of maybe you'll come back.
I would say, if it was from 0 to 100. 100 being, yes, I thought about it. 0 being, I didn't think about it. I'd say anywhere into the negative 100,000. Oh, 100,000.
Well, okay.
So, I mean, like, it's not bad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if we're talking, like, late November here, maybe even late December, Patriots are 15-0. They're going to week 17, and they're clearly going to win the Super Bowl. And they're like, hey, Danny, can you come back? We'll pay you $10 million. $10 million, all you have to do is play 1 week and then the playoffs. What do you say to that?
I think that would be I don't think – I'm probably going to be down to like 185 pounds.
Yeah. What's your playing weight?
I don't even know if – well, my playing weight was about 200.
Okay, so that's 15 pounds.
So that could be difficult. I'd have to only play slot.
Okay.
Well, we can make that happen.
Yeah.
I feel like such a piece of shit. Danny Woodhead weighs less than I do now. I need to lose some weight.
Yeah. All right.
No, I don't weigh 185 yet.
Okay, so you will.
I'm in the process.
You're playing a lot of golf.
Yeah.
That'll get you down.
Yeah.
I would say a little bit, yes. A little bit of golf.
All right, so we're doing in honor of, we missed football, so this is the football, this is like football, you know, Christmas in July, this is football in July episode, and we're doing the Mount Rushmore of undrafted NFL guys, because you were one of them. So we're going to do a snake draft. You're going to get to pick first, and then we're going to go around. PFT's going to go second, Hank, then me, then we come back around, and you get to pick two, and then so that's how it works. You've never done fantasy. But
No, I've definitely never done fantasy.
Are you going to do a fantasy league this year?
There's a 100% chance I'm doing some sort of fantasy or pick-ems or some like fun game. I got to do something, right?
Yeah, you absolutely do. So so you have the first pick, and the question is, are you going to draft yourself?
I am not. I mean, I would love to have my face up on Mount Rushmore, but I would have to, if I'm going number one, I'd have to probably go with one of my teammates, Antonio Gates.
Uh-huh. That's
he was undrafted in two sports, actually.
That's a great one. That's a great
that's
one.
True.
That's a great first pick.
He's done all right for himself.
Yeah.
Did you ever play basketball with him?
You know what? One time we did.
How
it's funny
that?
You asked that. One time it was myself, Weddle, Gatesy, and then old Philly Ribs. Yeah. Philly Ribs, and then one of Weddle's friends, and we took down a team that I think some of the guys probably played college basketball.
Ooh, I like it.
Okay.
So I mean, it was pretty big time. It was just it was a nice little squad we had.
Yeah, that is a good squad. All right, great first pick, PFT. You go.
Okay, my first pick is going to be Danny Woodhead.
Mm.
So thanks for not drafting yourself, pandering, because I'm taking it. I mean, someone had to.
That was legit right there. I'm proud to be on this. You know. On the show while I was selected.
Yes.
It's quite an honor for you.
It is an honor.
Yeah.
My first pick, I'm going to go with another one of your teammates, Wes Welker.
That's a good pick.
Ooh. See, what I was trying to do, I was trying to get the whole Welker, Amendola, Woodhead. I was trying to just get all Patriots.
You were trying to get Monopoly.
Yeah. I think Amendola got drafted.
I think he did.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Maybe. All right. I will go because there was a run on white receivers and running backs. I'll just squat on the quarterbacks. I'm gonna go twofer. I got Tony Romo and Kurt Warner.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Ooh,
I don't know. Ooh. That place.
That's legit.
Yeah, I mean, we got a Super Bowl winner and a guy who annoys us every Sunday on his broadcast.
Good point.
So. I would say, so is it back to me now?
No.
Well, it's a snake, so it's going back to me. Danny, I'm really excited for you because this is
I get this.
This is the first year that you're going to be able to watch NFL games on TV, so you're going to get to see how annoying Tony Romo is in person.
Mm-hmm. Right. Amendola, by the way, undrafted.
Yeah.
My second pick, I'm going to go with Danny Amendola.
How often am I going to be on the show? How often am I going to be on the show during the season?
Every week.
As often as you want to.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
I just was wondering. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Discuss the deets.
Yeah. All right. Hank goes.
Actually, I won't take
Amendola.
I'll go with someone else. I'm going to go with LeGarrette Blunt.
That's a good one.
Big Gary. He's like a big bull in
the ball. He got undrafted because he punched that guy at Boise.
Yeah. And then he also hopped around to a lot of I've been very impressed with LeGarrette Blunt's career. Like he's gone, Tampa Bay, New England.
Philadelphia.
Philly. He went to Pittsburgh, back to New England, I think.
Yep.
Pittsburgh.
How awesome was that punch?
It was a good punch.
Great punch.
That guy had the definition of a shit-eating grin on his face.
I would say that was one of the better after-game punches I've seen at Boise.
Yes.
So legit.
By far. On my Mount Rushmore, at least. All right, PFT, you go.
I'm going Danny Amendola.
Okay.
Thanks, Hank.
All right. So, Danny, now you have two picks.
I have two picks. Well, I think I'm going to have to go with, just because it's been during my time and I've been around it. I want to go with Arian Foster.
Okay, that's good.
That's a very good pick.
He, you know, for his time there in Houston, I'd say he kind of lit it up.
He's one of the best backs in the league.
He was pretty legit, and I just want to. Just because this is my guy, and you know that happens a lot, though, that when you played with someone, you end up liking them. I don't know if you guys remember a Malcolm Floyd receiver.
Yeah.
The guy was an absolute baller and caught anything you threw up. It's just he didn't get as much notoriety because he had Vincent Jackson there, and I mean there were just people. That were the number ones, which he was unbelievable though.
Malcolm Floyd was that guy you drafted on your fantasy team, and you always were like, should I put him in the lineup? Nah, probably not. And then every time you didn't put him in the lineup, he had like four touchdowns.
Exactly, he would have like five games a year where he would put up like 120 yards and two scores
on your bench.
Yes,
yeah. All right, PFT's third pick.
Okay, my next one is going to be James Harrison, because if I didn't draft him, I'd be afraid he'd kick my ass.
Yeah, I had him circled.
That was exactly who I was going to pick next. Thanks a lot, PFT.
Shit. Sorry, Danny.
My third one is going to be Super Bowl hero Malcolm Butler.
Which Super Bowl? Ooh. This last one?
No.
Well, he was for the Eagles.
You could say that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I have my last two picks. The first one I'm going to go with a Hall of Famer and all-time face paint guy, John Randall.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Me too.
Hall of Famer, from undrafted to Hall of Famer, is pretty fucking impressive. Mm-hmm. And then my last one. Yeah, my last one's easy. Personal friend. He is the godfather of PFT's team. It is Bear for Life, Tom Waddle. All time.
Okay.
Look up the clip of Tom Waddle catching like 13 passes and John Madden being like, he's got his cobwebs hit like over and over as he's just like stumbling around the field.
My last one will probably be the greatest kicker of all time, Adam Vinatieri.
Yeah.
Great.
Probably the best Colt.
They're going to say Robbie Gould.
He's going to go into the Hall of Fame as a Colt, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
More years.
Yeah, more years. More
less
points.
Super Bowls.
Yeah.
More points, fewer Super Bowls.
Yeah, I think it should be as a Colt.
Yeah. Thanks, Danny. So the Colts have it. my last one. Yeah, I'm going to stay on the defensive side of the ball. I'm going to go with London Fletcher.
Ooh, that's good.
So he was one of those guys. He's about like me and Danny's height.
Yep.
Weighs a little bit more.
Bad body.
Yeah, real squatty body. He's a human chode. He's a walking chode, and he would have about 250 tackles every year.
Yes, that's a good one. And his name's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he had that one year where he tossed Baker on the end of it.
Yeah, that was actually really fun. Mm-hmm. What happened there?
I think it was like his father-in-law passed away.
Oh, okay.
So he added that and then took it off the next year.
Got it. All right, Danny.
So he actually counts as two.
Yeah.
Danny, what do I have one more.
You have one more.
Right. I'm going to go with Rod Smith.
Oh, that's really good.
Denver Broncos receiver. I was a diehard Broncos fan growing up.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
Rod Smith is he was a baller, man. He was awesome.
Yeah.
He had a great mile high salute too.
Yes, he did.
His form on that was
he did. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I remember playing in the backyard doing the mile high salute, and I lived in Nebraska, and there's not even close to a mile high.
That's the most perfect Danny Woodhead story of all time. You're just going backyard touchdowns and saluting
just nothing.
That's the best touchdown celebration.
I would go and salute the backyard fence. Half the time I was probably playing a game just alone, you know, throwing passes. You guys ever do that? Throw passes yourself?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Have to.
That's the life.
A couple misses that we had. Priest Holmes, big time miss.
Ooh.
Warren Moon, another big time miss.
Yes.
Warren Moon was a great player.
That's a huge miss.
And Dick Knight Train Lane.
Yeah, Dick Lane was a good one.
Can I interrupt?
Lane Johnson.
Do you think the reason we forgot Warren Moon was because of the 35-3 game?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about him. We would talk about him more if he didn't lose that one.
Yes, I'd agree.
Gosh dang. Sorry, Warren.
Our bad, Warren.
Gosh dang. Sorry. I'm going to go.
That's us. That's on us.
Jason Peters was a good one, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Ooh.
All right. So, Danny, it's football in July. You don't miss football. We do. But we appreciate you coming on, and we appreciate you offering up to come on every single week in the fall.
Hey, yeah. Hey, you know, we probably need to get this rolling, don't we?
Yeah.
Figure it out.
You know what might be interesting? Since you've never played fantasy football before, we might have you give like your fantasy advice, or just like ask us, hey, what do I do in fantasy because I don't know what I'm doing?
You know what? I would love to give that insight. You know? I mean, I don't know how, just because I haven't played fantasy, I don't know how good it will be, the advice. But, you know, once I understand the whole PPR or whatever the heck it is, and standard leagues, you know, I think I'm going to – I'll take it serious, and I'll be able to figure things out.
We definitely,
I can promise you that.
We'll definitely have rule number one be you need to tweet at all the players that you have on your fantasy team and demand that they play better.
Yeah, all my buddies.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you got to step it up.
Yeah, just tweet at Philip Rivers every weekend.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
exactly. I'll put him on blast. Even though he doesn't have Twitter, I'm going to put him on blast.
I'm sure Philip has a couple burner accounts.
Who knows?
One
who
for
knows?
Each kid.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. All right, Danny. Thanks so much, man.
Hey, have a good one, guys.
All right. I really hope that Danny gets his golf game fixed. I don't know if we included that part, but he was basically lamenting that he hit an 86.
We joke about being best friends, but like we just joked about being best friends with CJ McCollum before that.
Yeah.
No. I think Danny actually...
Future. That's in the future.
Yeah, that's... We're not time travelers. We'd be the shittiest time travelers ever.
I actually think that Danny Woodhead is my best friend.
Yeah. Close enough.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, what's up, Danny?
Hey, pal.
Yeah, it was nice move of him to
best
just
buds.
Ask like how many times he's going to be on in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really say no to Danny Woodhead.
No, you can't. My favorite part was when he said, gosh dang.
Yes, gosh dang it.
I'm sorry.
I love Danny.
Yeah, I think it was gosh dang it, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just perfect. All right. So now we have Coach O, which will make you so excited for football season. We're going. We were just talking about this. We're going to Alabama LSU. Mm-hmm. This is a future us promise.
This is one we
like
can 50-50 deliver
50-50 chance we're going
to
deliver.
Because, I mean, what are the stakes here? We get to go to Baton Rouge for a night game?
Yeah.
Against Bama? Yeah, that sounds pretty. I think I can make that happen.
Listen, we just wrote an IOU to the award-winning listeners that we're going to go to Alabama LSU game. Hold on to that.
Did we say what Coach O said to you guys after the interview? About
no.
When we come?
Oh, yeah. He said
he'll let us hit the drum for the heartbeat.
He said he'll let us go to the Saturday night meeting.
Yeah.
And Friday night meeting. Yeah, sorry. And no one goes to it.
It's like the Bohemian Grove.
I hope he doesn't say that to everyone.
No, I don't think that he does.
Well,
that's an exclusive invitation.
We are football guys for a reason. They can smell it on us. Uh-huh. They're like, we want these guys around.
Listen, here's what we'll do. If at some point during the fall, prior to the Saturday night Alabama game, somebody sends us a video in Tigerland or at a bar in Baton Rouge of the whole bar singing Coach O down in the bayou to drink paint, we will come down there for that Saturday night game.
Oh,
I promise you.
What's the date?
I promise you that.
What's the
date?
Doesn't
matter.
Well, no, it does matter.
Doesn't matter.
I'm sure it's going to be like the worst date possible for us. No. Oh, it's the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
That's a pretty good Saturday.
That's actually a great Saturday. Wait, no, it's not. I'm stupid. November 3rd.
Oh, okay. That's a Saturday after Halloween.
Yeah, November 25th is always.
The third Thursday.
The third Thursday is always. Thanks. Shout out to Blake Bortles.
I'm going
to
have a big candy hangover at that point.
Yeah, that's true. So, okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, if we see that video, we will be down there.
Maybe we get Vandy Woodhead. We fix Vandy Woodhead and we just trick-or-treat down to LSU.
Now you're making some promises.
We just trick or treat out of Vandy Woodhead.
Wait, well, as the crow flies from Boston or New York, the shortest distance to Louisiana is what? Tennessee. So we'll stop through Nashville, maybe catch a Thursday night Jaguars Titans game.
Well, that's perfect.
I'm sure that's
this
happening.
Is
take
all
the Malcolm Butler route.
This is all coming up part of my take. All right, here we go. Our favorite, our favorite football coach currently.
Whoa.
Should we say that?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, right now. I mean, there's a difference between. It's Coach O.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
All right. It has been a long time coming. This is one of the most exciting guests that I have ever introduced. It is Coach Ed Ogeron, Coach O, at Louisiana State University, head football coach. So it is grit week. Let's start there. We need you to define grit for us. What does grit mean to you?
You know, staying relentless in the pursuit of what you're after, having a focus and a goal. You know stuff's going to happen. You're going to face adversity. We say around here, you got to block out the noise. Don't listen to the people outside. Let's focus in on the task at hand and get it done.
Yeah. What were you like as a football player?
You know what? Salafouche meant a lot to me. I always wanted to be a football player at Salafouche. We won the state championship in 1977. I was an all-state player. I was a blue-chip player. I was a good player. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a great player, a good teammate.
What would your high school coach have said about you as a player?
Tough, gritty.
Did you grow up an LSU fan?
Yes, I did. Growing up LSU, watched Ronnie Estee, my cousin. LSU's life here. You watch it every Saturday night. If you don't see it on Saturday night, it replays on Sunday morning.
Did you used to come to Death Valley when you were a kid?
The first time, no. Death Valley was for rich people. We couldn't afford it. And only the first time I got a ticket, I was a recruit. I came to the Rice game. LSU beat Rice 77-0.
Whew. That's pretty nice.
That sounds about right for Rice.
That's pretty nice. But that story about, going to LSU for 2 weeks, homesick, and then digging ditches basically right away, that's kind of a theme throughout your life. You've had these big moments, maybe a little setback, and you learn from it, and you get a lot better, and you end up going to Northwestern State University and become, a great player there.
Yes. Adversity and learning how to face adversity, but I had great parents that pushed me. And my dad always told me I had to do everything twice.
Yeah.
And, I tell my players, you're going to make mistakes, but don't do it again.
Was there ever a second thought of, I'm going to go get a regular job sitting behind a desk, or was football it for you?
Never. I went to try out the Memphis Showboats. I didn't make the team. I had to borrow my friend's car. I called my dad on the way back. I said, I'm going to start coaching. I went to the coach the next day. He said, I don't have much. I moved I took a cot out of the dormitory and I moved it into the visitor's dressing room, and I worked there for free for a year.
Wow. That's amazing.
So you coached a lot of good players while you were there. It's kind of back in Miami's heyday. What, Warren Sapp, The Rock?
Yep.
Who was the best player that you coached?
No, it's hard to separate Cortez Kennedy, Russell Maryland, and Warren Sapp in college. Those were the three best players. And obviously, Cortez and Russell became the Hall of Famers. Cortez and Warren became Hall of Famers.
Right.
They were all three great players.
When you were coaching The Rock, did it ever occur to you, hey, one day this guy might be president?
Never. You know, but I will say to you, he was a great young man. Mm-hmm. His nickname was Dewey, and he worked very hard, and he's a quiet guy, but he did have a plan. I'm so proud of him. He's a great young man.
Mm-hmm. Do you still keep in touch with him at all?
You know what? He'll hit me on the Twitter every once in a while.
Yeah.
I talked to his agent once or twice. Every time something big happens in my life, he will tweet the support.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate it.
Would you endorse The Rock for president if you're in?
No question.
Okay,
absolutely.
There you go.
The
endorsement.
That's the easiest endorsement I've ever heard.
It's very obvious to anybody that's ever met you that you absolutely love football. That's all you think about. At what point in your life did you realize that you were in love with football?
Yeah, I was 6 years old. And I'd go to my uncle's house, Uncle Joe, and my nanny would cook toast bread, and I'd eat about a whole loaf back then. I was a big old boy. And we would watch USC play. My Uncle Joe loved USC. And I watched OJ run. I think it was 1967. And I'd come home, I told my daddy, I said, I'm going to coach at USC one day when I was 6 years old. That was one of my goals.
Wow. That's it. What's your favorite food?
You know, it's hard to mention my favorite one. I've got about 100 of them because I love food, obviously. But I like turnip stew.
Okay.
With pork in it over rice.
Okay.
That might be one of my favorite things with fried veal cutlets.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
I don't think I've ever had turnip stew.
Yeah. How much jambalaya do you eat a week?
You know what? I've got to watch it because my weight will jump up.
Yeah.
I can't eat all the good Cajun food I want. Mm. But every Sunday we have a blast, and we'll eat gumbo, jambalaya, spaghetti, whatever we want on Sunday. Mm-hmm.
That's Francesa cheat day. Gotta have a cheat day.
Sunday,
gotta have
Funday.
A cheat day. Diet starts Monday. That's how I've lived my entire life. At what point did you realize that you had a knack for being a great recruiter?
You know, when I first had a lot of success at Miami, but I was at a good school, and I loved it. I listened to Coach Johnson. I watched tape with Coach Johnson. I listened to him evaluate. Butch Davis was on that staff. I watched him recruit, how relentless he was. So I kind of, you know, looked at those guys and I said, okay, I can do this like this. I can do this like that. Then I went to Syracuse, and it was Joe Powell was early recruiting everybody. I learned how to early recruit. We didn't know how to do that in Miami. So I kind of put all that together, and when I became recruiting coordinator with Coach Pete Carroll, I put all the things that I learned from all the great ones, and I just did it.
Yeah. How has your living room presence changed since back in the day at the University of Miami to right now?
You know, I probably keep my shirt on most of the time. You know, Zach Fumble's the best player in football, right?
Yeah.
I agree.
There
yeah.
you go.
Well,
absolutely.
Shovel pass.
Also,
Cat likes a shovel pass.
It won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been saying shovel pass for a really long time. People don't respect the shovel pass.
What about the fullback dive?
Fullback dive. You know, I was good in the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still good today. So taking over as the head coaching position at a major program, whether that's Ole Miss, USC, LSU, how much of your job is spent doing X's and O's versus kind of managing everything else? Or like how much is spent teaching, you know, specific techniques to players as opposed to just being a CEO of the program?
Yeah. I do not look at myself as just a CEO. I come to work early in the morning. I get that stuff done in the morning, you know, before everybody gets to work. I'm organized. I do the practice schedules. I do the recruiting, anything I need to do, any administrative stuff I need to do, take care of. And then when it comes to 8 o'clock, I'm all football. I'm ready to go. All during the day, I'm doing football. At night, we watch film. At night, before I go home, I check my duties, what I need to do. I'll do it. But I'm more of an on-the-field coach. I coach the defensive line. I'm hands-on. I watch every piece of film, offense and defense. We have a saying here, if we drill it, we film it. If we film it, we watch it. If it's broke, we fix it. And that's what we do.
I like it. Is there any jealousy from other position groups, like the tight ends or the wide receivers, and that they don't get the love that the defensive line gets from head coach?
Yeah, you know what? At first, it could be a little uncomfortable, but I at the individual, I will go to them. I will stand behind the offense. I will cheer for the offense. I do a lot of things with the offense that I didn't do when I was young. So I think the guys see it, but they also see the benefit of my expertise on the defensive line helping the team, so I think they understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have a little Lisa question. So it's promo code GRITTOR, and you get $130 off your Lisa mattress. You got to get a Lisa mattress.
Okay.
You sleep well, you dream. What is your dream for LSU and your time with LSU?
National champs. I want national championship for the state of Louisiana, for these players. They yearn for it. They work for it, and I want to win a national championship. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You look like you're in pretty good shape, though. Do you still – you hit the gym?
Every day.
You, yeah, you I work out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. I'm in the weight room at 6. I try to get a little half-hour lift. Then I go run on 11 at noon.
What do you bench?
Well, you know, I always can bench 3 plates. That's my promise.
Okay.
Now, I promise myself after I stop playing football, anytime that I can walk in the weight room, I need to bench 3 plates. So
that's a great promise.
That's still pretty good.
That's a great promise.
Yeah.
How much you squat?
Yeah, you know, my squatting is going down, but I don't know. I can rep out 315 a couple times for sure.
Ooh, there you go.
That's pretty good.
Most important exercise in the world, yeah. Squat.
That's right. What? Can you tell the story about the worm? Is that true? The worm in your mouth?
Yeah.
So what happened there?
You know, I got the story from Joe Raymond Peace, who was a great offensive line coach at Northwestern State. And here's the story, okay? And he did it, and I did it in the spring game. My senior year, and it was kind of funny. After the practice, we had a spring game the next day, and I was looking for worms on the field. And my coach goes, my nickname's Bebe. He goes, Bebe, what are you doing here? I said, Coach, I'm looking for some worms. He goes, and there were some worms on the field. He goes, okay. Well, here's a big one here. He said, Bebe, you going fishing? I said, no, Coach, I just got a little motivational speech I'm going to give to the team. So here's the deal. So we had a big deal that night in spring game. It was my senior year. I was the team captain, and I got up, and I said the story. There was two men fishing in ice holes in Alaska. And one was catching fish, and the other was not. And he looks at the guy. He says, man, hey, how you catching all that fish? He said, man, I'm using worms. He goes, I'm using worms too. He said, yeah, but I need to feed my family. He said, the only way I know how to feed my family is catch this fish, and I got to do whatever it takes. He said, I'm going to tell you my secret. Those worms got to be real warm before you put them on the hook. He said, I keep them in my mouth to warm them up. Then I put them on the hook. And I said, you know, just like that fisherman doing whatever it takes for his family, to feed his family, I'll do whatever it takes to win. And I pulled out that big old worm. I had it in my mouth. That thing was crawling around in between my teeth, man. I was so glad to get that worm out of my mouth, I promise you. But, you know, that was 23 years old. That was a long time ago.
You got to bring that back for a big game. Maybe Alabama game this year.
The worm returns.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get an assistant to do it.
That's grit. Drink pain. Getting lit. Drink pain. That's my shit. Drink pain. That's grit.
Coach O. Down in the bayou. Coach O. Hold that tiger. Coach O. Down in the bayou.
Hey, it's PFT here talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton encourages you to get moving by doing what you can. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. That's why they have instructors who motivate you from day one with thousands of classes from all levels to get you started.
I love my Peloton. I'm back on the Buns of Anarchy. I've been back on the bike if you want to join Buns of Anarchy. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
All right. So that was Coach O. We now have another big-time football guy, Lane Johnson, who has become a close friend. Just like, I think he actually likes just hanging out with us.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, he just comes to the studio and just talks.
He's just like, yeah, I'm in town. You want to do something?
He's got an all-time great football guy voice, too. He's got that Texas drawl. Sounds like half Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Love having Lane in. I don't know if we got any sensational quotes out of him. Big misstep on our part. We did the Mount Rushmore of Johnsons with him. We did not include Nick Foles.
Ooh, I think we had a handshake deal to not make those
jokes.
We
took it too literally, and we actually said people with last name Johnson.
Yeah, that's true. That's
should have said Nick Foles.
Yeah. So we have Lane Johnson, our good friend. He is up here with the Mount Rushmore of Johnsons.
You ready?
All right, we now welcome on recurring guest and guy who might say something that will get him in trouble.
Slash get us a lot of page views.
Yes, it is Lane Johnson, Super Bowl champion. So how are we doing?
We're doing awesome. We are back in OTAs, and we're about to get back in.
Well, we don't even know when. We're taping this in May, and we might put this out in August. So actually, we'll wait till something big happens, then we'll put it out. Maybe.
What do you think about the big news on the Eagles this week?
Yeah. Hey, what do you think about failing another drug test?
I'll be in the booth in here. Hopefully, we all got.
Oh man, yeah, that would suck if we ran it right after your piss was hot. Not gonna happen.
Listen, off the record.
Not gonna happen. Please, please not gonna happen.
We're not going to air this.
No,
but if you need piss, I got piss.
I don't trust. Do I trust you?
No, my piss is very hot.
Don't trust me for anything piss or shit related.
There's no. If you walked around the Barstool headquarters, like there. There's very little clean piss.
We have a little marsupial animal.
Yeah.
There's a hedgehog that YP keeps. That's probably the only thing that has clean piss in this office.
Not a lot of clean piss. You actually have the cleanest piss in this office right now. I guarantee that. I guarantee that. All right. So we are doing it's Mount Rushmore season, and because it's Lane Johnson, we're going to do the Mount Rushmore of people with the last name Johnson. Or Johnsons in general.
Yeah, I was told just Mount Rushmore of Johnsons.
Okay, so PFD's going to make a dick joke at some point. Okay.
This whole thing is
a
dick joke.
So there's actually a shitload of Johnsons. You're like maybe the most famous name, I would say, outside of Kennedy.
Seriously?
Yeah, I mean, I looked at it. There's a lot of Johnsons, so we got a lot of choices.
We got President Johnsons, multiple.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Double. Did you even get, is that on your list?
I know who they are.
Okay, all right. Is it one of your, like your grandpapa or something?
No, unfortunately not, but I could put my dad on there. He's a good Johnson.
Okay, there we go. Not a dick joke. All right, so you're going to start. You tell us who goes second. Who goes second between the two of us?
Who goes second?
Yeah.
Out of y'all two?
Yeah, pick.
I can't see his eyes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with him.
All right, okay. So PFT will go second. I'll go third. It's snake draft, so I'm going to go third, fourth, and then we come back around.
Okay.
So we're
wait, we're doing we're, snake draft?
Yeah, we're not this high right now, so we're not going to screw up the snake draft. Sometimes we get caught in the snake, but that's not going to happen. All right, Mount Rushmore Johnsons with Super Bowl champion Lane Johnson. Let's go.
My first pick?
Yeah.
First pick is Dwayne. The fucking Rock Johnson. I know that's who you are going to take, and that's why I had the first pick.
Of course. That's a great first pick.
A very versatile Johnson.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can do it all.
Although.
Smackdown Johnson, Act Johnson.
Do you think that
President Johnson?
Do you think he gives, like, publicity to the name Johnson, though? Because everyone just knows him as The Rock. Yes. Like, if you polled 10 people on the street in America, do you think, how many of the 10 would know The Rock's full name?
I think 5 would.
Okay. Yeah.
Because he's 50, 50. He's become Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, Dwayne The Rock, yeah.
He's diversifying.
But I feel like that doesn't really, you know.
Maybe in the 90s it was just The Rock, but okay. Now it's kind
of. We cut out half of his Instagram followers because half of them don't know that it's Johnson.
So in his case, he's not a famous Johnson, but he is the most famous person named Johnson.
Correct.
So embrace debate.
Correct. All right, PFT, you go.
Okay, my first one is a simple one for me, Magic Johnson.
Fuck.
Not only was he a great player, but, I mean, the combination of the first and last name right there, it doesn't get much better than Magic Johnson.
But actually, when
it's Irvin, I know.
I don't get it.
When you think about when you think about it, too, he does not have a Magic Johnson.
Yeah, that's what's so ironic about the whole thing.
Not,
it's like,
it doesn't,
it's
yeah.
the exact, it's a,
it's tough, right. It's the opposite.
Get stuck in the briar patch there, yeah.
Right, exactly. all right, those were my first two picks already taken off the board. All right, I will go then with Randy Johnson.
Fuck. Another great first name, last name combo when you think about it.
The big unit.
The big unit, baby. Fucking love it.
Killed a bird.
All time, probably ugliest Johnson.
I don't know. Have you seen Brett Favre pick?
Dude, he's still probably the ugliest Johnson. All right, and then I'll go, this is tough. I'm going to go with Grandmama, Larry Johnson.
Fuck.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel good about the first two picks.
So I was a dummy. I kept Grandmama.
Yeah.
You know what I was going to do? I was going to take Larry Johnson and not specify which one.
No,
which
you
one
got to.
Get a little twofer there.
Nope, that's Grandmama off the board. Herm so Edwards, Randy and Grandmama.
Herm Edwards would just pick Larry Johnson five times.
Yes.
For his Mount Rushmore.
Absolutely.
All right. Shit. Okay, my second one is going to be Brian Johnson, singer of AC/DC.
Okay. Rest in peace.
Perhaps – he's still alive.
The other guy's dead.
Bon Scott.
Scott's dead.
Dead.
Perhaps the best rock and roll singer.
Is Angus
is dead.
No, Angus is alive.
He's alive?
Malcolm is dead.
I thought Angus died.
No, Angus is still kicking it.
Malcolm died.
Malcolm's dead. R.I.P. Malcolm.
Rest in peace. Fuck. That's sad.
It is sad.
When did he die?
Just last year.
Okay.
So recently. But Brian Johnson and Bon Scott, I would say two of the best five rock and roll singers of all time, sang for the same band.
Okay. All right. So what do you got?
Let me look. I'm going to say Michael Johnson, the famous sprinter, because now, ooh, you know, he's big time now in training. You know, he has a Michael Johnson Performance Center. He used to hold the records for 200 and the 400, which are now broke, but he was a big dog for a long time.
Sounds, ooh, like someone's been on Wikipedia this morning.
Yeah. Also famous. Right, also another famous Johnson in the sprinting group, Ben Johnson. The guy did a shitload of steroids. Yeah. He did so many steroids that he needed braces for his teeth as an adult.
That's right.
That was crazy. His skull grew so fast.
His piss was hot as well.
It was the hottest piss.
He blamed it on a beer, though.
So. Yeah, right. Yeah, well, it's a little Molson. All right, you got another pick.
Okay. Let me think. Ooh. 50 Shades of Grey, Dakota Johnson.
Oh.
Okay.
First, is that... It's a she, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's your first female off the board. You just didn't. I had to double check.
First female.
I don't do 50 Shades of Grey. Uh-huh. Man card.
Yeah. Did you read the book or you watched the movie?
I just saw the previews. I heard it was very dirty.
What was the last book you read?
Last book I read.
We don't book shame here.
I think I got it on my iPhone. How to Not Give a Fuck?
It's not a book.
So, no.
How to Not Give a Fuck?
If it's on your phone, it's a website.
I think that's a country music song.
No, hold on. I'm about to get on this. Hold on. It's actually a very good book. I'm about 30 pages in because it takes me a little bit to read.
Yeah, that's same with me. Like I said, no shame. I'm reading a book right now. It's taking me a long time.
The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Okay.
And I'm on page 44.
Did you just copy and paste that from the internet into your notes?
No, he's got it.
No, I've even got bookmarks.
Yeah, he's got bookmarks. He's taking notes on how not to give a fuck. that's a fantastic book. I might have to read it.
So you get a second one.
No, he already did.
Oh, you did too.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I've done three so far. He's done three so far.
Okay.
That's how we get fucked up.
All right.
This is your third pick, and I have my fourth pick coming up, and then we come back around.
Are you using your computer?
No, I have my third and fourth pick.
Okay,
how are we so bad at a snake draft?
My third is going to be, I'm going Jimmy Johnson.
Mm.
Hair doesn't move.
Which one?
I had that on there, too.
The coach.
Damn it.
Coach Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, fuck. I know
from the U.
Was. Okay.
Damn it.
Okay. The Dallas Cowboys.
It's a good pick.
He does it all, man. He's a Viagra spokesperson. He goes fishing all the time.
Yep.
Fox NFL Sunday. Just have some fun out there with the boys.
Coaching them up.
Yep.
What did you? What penises do you have on there? Because you want to just burn those?
No, I don't have any penises.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, like, do we want to do Peter North's cock, Evan Stone, Lex Steele? There's a lot
of
Johnsons.
I don't know any of those people.
Okay. All right. Whoa.
Was that a woe for Lex Steele?
Yeah,
it's funny because I have a friend that
you gotta respect his work.
Mm-hmm. I got a friend of a friend who's like his famous was Peter North. He was a Peter North fan. So
yeah,
I'm just throwing that out.
Peter North, he's got ropes. All right, my third and fourth picks. Okay, my third pick, I'm gonna go with throw me the damn ball, Keyshawn Johnson, little coach killer. And then my fourth pick is a little. This one probably people are going to be like, why the hell did you pick him? But I'm going with Tank Johnson, Bears legend slash guy who owned way too many fucking guns. And also shout out Excalibur Nightclub. So Tank Johnson. Yeah, just so many guns. That arrest report is like, oh, Tank. That's a lot of fucking guns, man. In a state where you're not supposed to own guns.
It's another good first and last name combo, too.
Yes.
Tank Johnson. You don't want to fuck with Tank Johnson.
He was born to play football. Tank Johnson.
Born to fuck you up.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, this is my prom date, Tank Johnson. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Okay, so PFT, your last pick.
All right, my last one is going to be President Johnson.
Which one?
It's kind of a choose-your-own-adventure. It's up to you.
So I'm going to go with the less problematic one.
Well, they both sucked.
Yeah, but one's more problematic. Because didn't he own slaves? Lyndon?
Yeah.
Lyndon.
Tell us about it. Give us a history lesson, right? Now.
Also, you know what? I'm going to go to LBJ for mine because it's him and himself is a twofer.
Yeah.
Because you get Lyndon Johnson and then Lyndon Johnson's Johnson,
mm-hmm.
which he called Jumbo.
Yeah. Jumbo. So there we go. Okay. So that's a good pick. What do you got for last one?
Speaking of throw me the damn ball.
You pick yourself?
No. Hell no.
He didn't catch Philly special.
Calvin Johnson.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, yeah. That's a good one. Although he retired too early.
He did, but he made his money, and he'll probably be able to remember his career.
Yeah, the Lion way. Are you going to retire early?
We'll see.
Will you announce your retirement on this show?
I could do that, or I could go to Twitter and try to be funny, or go to Instagram.
No. Breaking news, Lane Johnson will announce his retirement at some point on Pardon My Take.
Okay. We want to shake hands on this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's shake hands. All right.
We will do this.
Oof. That's big. So every time you come on, people are... Like Eagles fans are gonna be scared. We should have you on like right after every single season.
Mm-hmm. we'll have you on three times every offseason. Yeah. You really like coming on the show.
Yeah, just be like, oh, well, he's got big news to tell. Mm-hmm. He's playing another year. So we'll just make you the Brett Favre of the offensive line.
Smashing news.
We're gonna be your Ed Warder to Brett Favre. We'll show up like outside in your driveway with a little fake mustache on, reporting on you every offseason.
Yes, exactly. All right, Lane. Thank you. Appreciate it. Didn't get you in trouble, I don't think.
No. We just talked a lot about Johnson.
Yeah.
And your buddy that loves Peter North.
Yeah. And your buddy.
Shout out to him.
Can I say his name on this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Shout out to Drew Cerruto.
Drew Cerruto.
Drew Cerruto.
Way to go, Drew. Okay. Love Peter North's cock.
Real guy's guy.
Woo!
Hey, it's PFT here talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton encourages you to get moving by doing what you can. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. That's why they have instructors who motivate you from day one with thousands of classes from all levels to get you started.
I love my Peloton. I'm back on the Buns of Anarchy. I've been back on the bike if you want to join Buns of Anarchy.
Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
Okay, so this next guy, are we going to say he's innocent now? Enough time has passed.
No, we know that he's innocent.
It's a week later.
Even if he's guilty, he's innocent. We know that. I mean, we know the guy. We know that there's no chance that he was guilty of anything besides just testing positive for an intangible.
All right, so here is our interview with O.J. Simpson. No, actually, it's Julian Edelman. So, but he is innocent.
O.J.
And Julian.
Well, yeah.
Two innocent guys.
O.J. and Julian.
Both
two
innocent.
Guys that played the game the right way.
Yes, both innocent. Justice for Jules. We completed our milestone. Mission accomplished. We're sitting there with a mission accomplished.
Is that J-U-U-L?
Yes.
Because we want to be able to vape on a plane.
Yeah, exactly. So we went up to interview Julian Edelman last fall. Here is the best of Julian Edelman. All right. We now welcome on Julian Edelman, two-time Super Bowl champion. We're in his home. What's the next day after a Super Bowl like when you basically get all the injuries, you go through everything? I mean, 2014, you went through war, and then you get drunk immediately after. How much more does it hurt the next day when you wake up?
I'm not going to lie. After both Super Bowls, like, our play counts were always so high. They're always, like, huge offensive play counts. And you're in the Super Bowl, like, it's like life or death. You know, like, there's games where your play count's not as high. You're kind of like, it's different. And then when you're in the Super Bowl, everyone's giving, you'll see guys with just like literally giving bodies like life on the line. After these games, you are dead, literally pooped emotionally, because both of those Super Bowls were such up and down games. You're going through that. You're trying to stay emotionless. You're trying to like ride that wave and kind of stay in the middle. But you definitely feel it as a player. And after the game, after you're giving it like 180% the whole game, high revving, you almost blow tires because like you're just so pooped after this game physically. Mentally, you're pooped after the 2 weeks of media.
Mm-hmm.
Careful.
Yeah. Exactly. Be careful. But like that's only one
respect,
day, bro.
Respect,
that's only
right,
one
right,
day of
right.
it. Like you got all these other requests.
Family, friends, this, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tickets.
Yeah.
Then you're emotionally just drained after that game. Then you get blacked out, hammered,
drunk
with your fellas, like, and then it doesn't stop after day one. Like, then you're flying back, you're doing all like the TV shows of this or that, and then like you got the parade, and it's just like it doesn't stop, man.
So what I'm hearing you say is basically winning a Super Bowl sucks because the hangover is just the worst.
It by no means does it suck, but you haven't been drinking all year. Then all of a sudden you go to, you know, I mean, I don't drink during the season.
Right. Man card.
You know, then after, yeah, I wish. When you get older, bro, you can't do it as much. I remember
how old are you?
31.
Oh, wow. That's pretty old.
We're older than you, yeah. So.
But you guys
can
know
you actually, for the rest of this interview, call us sir?
Yeah.
How old are you guys?
32.
32. All right. Yeah. So, like, in your world, you know, mm-hmm. you guys are like 22.
Now, I don't know, man. We actually have a debate. I think blogging is just as hard of a sport as football.
Agreed.
My brain I will actually, is mush.
I will actually give you that. You guys are probably like, you guys are in like your working stage of like mid-40s
yeah.
to like 58. We're like business people. That's where they're really making their
yeah.
shit.
There's going to be a class action lawsuit of all the bloggers in like 30 years because we've all just been playing with a concussion
that's
for
true.
The last like decade.
And also, when
I
you,
swear to God.
When you were playing in college, you weren't getting paid for it, so that yeah. technically wasn't even a job. Mm-hmm. We've been blogging our whole lives.
But you yeah. guys were making those blogs when you first started. Where
stay
you
up
guys
till,
were getting paid.
Stay
you guys
up
were
till
just
3 a.m. eating pizza, crushing Red Bulls, you know, smelling salts, then try to go to bed.
You guys were out there
and
giving
up
them
and
flyers,
do it all again.
You give them flyer, the bar stool.
Just
flyer.
Saying.
It's the same
just
thing.
Saying.
In that Super Bowl, you came back from a foot injury, right?
No, that the second one, yeah.
Yeah, how much time did you miss? Just curious.
I missed 5 weeks.
Oh, really?
Weeks.
That's yeah. weird because I had the exact same injury, and I came into work that yeah. same day.
Well, the thing is, I was working. I just didn't get to perform yeah. in front of people.
That's the thing
what people – I'm going to take your man card.
How much tape did you put out with a broken foot?
As a football guy, you should automatically know that you don't win games on Saturday. That's
true.
Just test day, bro. Ooh. You're going Monday through fucking Saturday.
Tables
Monday
turned.
Through Saturday is work yeah. days. Those yeah. are work days.
Fun. Sunday's fun.
Sunday's the fun day,
yeah,
bro.
That's fun.
I'm in the you're in the meetings and taking care of your body mm-hmm. 12 hours a day. Like
that, so okay, so how many fantasy points did you score while you had a broken foot?
I'm not unfortunately, you know,
I blogged every
fans,
day.
We pay your paycheck.
I blogged every
and
day.
I do agree with that. That's why
I
had a double-edged sword on that fantasy mm-hmm. because
don't even
when
get
we
started
kids,
on this dog bite.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever been bit by a dog?
I have, actually. That's okay. why
well,
I'm a little scared
me.
Of
common
him.
Ground.
Yeah, miss him.
Yeah. It gives, right. Even if it's a nice dog,
yeah.
you're still could aware. You
do it.
Never,
yeah.
never put your
you
guard up.
Never trust an animal.
Respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect
it. Iron sharpens iron.
The Super Bowl, I have a question for you on the second one. Do you ever feel a little ashamed that everyone's flipping out about this catch when it was pretty overrated because it was first down?
It was second down, but I
second
do.
Down
I
still,
I
same
am,
thing.
You know, I don't think about that catch when I think about this game. I think about right after, you know, halftime. We go in the whole halftime and everyone, you know, like I'm the guy over there saying you got to believe, like it's going to be a hell of a story, you know, trying to keep things up. Defense holds them to a 3-and-out. I had a good punt return, like a good chunk punt return. Then we go 1-2, third down. I have this ball across the middle. I have them, and I try to make – I drop that ball. And I was the guy over here, you know, the rah-rah guy, this, that. I think about that third down, how much harder it made it for us to go because we had a little momentum there. So, like, that's what I think about, bro. I don't think about that catch. I think about that drop.
Yeah, because you were afraid that Giselle was going to call you out post-game and be like, my
100%,
husband can't throw
bro.
And catch
you got,
the ball.
You got to stay on her good Ooh. Side. You got to stay on her good side because that's the hand.
Okay, so I heard this story.
Happy wife, happy life.
You can confirm this or deny it, but I heard a story that I don't remember if it was at the Kentucky Derby or maybe a private plane, something somewhere where all the guys were hanging out, and Wes Welker was giving you shit. And he was saying, you know, I was you before you were you and busting your balls. And you said, yeah, but the only difference is I make the catch in the Super Bowl and you didn't. True or false? I heard that story.
Where'd you hear that one?
I heard that story.
From who?
I don't know. Sources. I can't even remember where I heard it from.
Journalists don't reveal.
True or false?
That is one of those, you know, it's one of those things. Everyone has banter.
That
we
sounds
have,
like it's true.
We all have banters.
Was there like tension between you and Wes? Like just
Wes
you know.
Is like my, he's like an older brother, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and you know, everyone talk. We all when you get with the room full of fellas,
mm-hmm.
you guys are tossing back some shots. You went from the Kentucky Derby to the Floyd Mayweather fight.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting there and. It's one of those things where you guys get to John and it's you know, things are said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the KO not, shot. Yeah. You can't really come back from
no,
that.
No, you can't. Also, Welker was probably on six kinds of Molly at the time.
Yeah.
At the time, so he doesn't remember any of that.
True.
All right, here's a good question.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one. I Googled Julian Edelman net worth. It says $9 million. Is that true?
Nah, not true.
More?
It's not true.
More?
I don't know.
Who'd you vote for?
Yeah.
Huh? Would you pay, I didn't vote.
What'd you pay in taxes in 2016?
You pay a lot. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot. Okay. When you have an employer, you're paying the most. Mm-hmm. It's like we're not like the owners that like have like their LLCs. I'll tell you right now, when you're paying a lot of taxes.
Are you just giving away information about Bob Kraft having a tax shelter?
No.
Right off that home office? I saw you playing Xbox earlier.
No, I wish. I wish I could, but okay.
Shouldn't your entire office be a home if you're working out and you're doing everything? Ooh. You're eating right.
You're never
part of your job
working. Yeah, your kitchen should be your home office.
My kitchen, yeah, it should be.
Maybe right now you're doing rehab. You're resting.
Hey, right. Can you guys? Rest, I need you guys working on my taxes, bro. Let's get in here.
We know a lot about a lot.
How often do you run something that just completely falls apart on the practice field? And you're like, what the fuck was that?
All the time, man. It's trial and error. And the thing is, like, our coaches do such a good job of making the situations and the practices really hard. And, like, that's where you gain your confidence, legitimately. Like, they treat – like, our practices are like mini games. That's what a lot of people don't understand. Like, we don't play 162 games or 80-something games like the other sports. But we got these practices where we're throwing out 40 plays, high tempo from period to period, you know, cutting, like, on – turf, grass, this, that, and everything has to be at such a high tempo, because if you do it in practice and you're confident in doing it in practice, that's when you perform the best in the game. And they put such high pressure that of evaluating. I mean, these guys are filming stretching, bag drills.
Oh yeah, we know Belichick likes to film.
Everything
was, PFT was he was going to get that in.
Everything's on film.
That was, you had to know that.
You're being evaluated.
You should know that because you should be a guy who watches film. You listen to us.
Yeah,
you had to know that was coming.
You got. Hey, I'm not going to lie. Belichick is the biggest. Like this guy, I can remember being like my rookie year. I would go to the facility. I was just so happy to be, you know, a Patriot, and like I was just, it was such a huge thing for when I made the team, and like just so grateful, and like I just sit and look at my helmet and getting stay in the hot tubs. I like at the facilities at Kent State, we never had that kind of stuff, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I wasn't used to like this. I thought it was just the coolest thing. We had towels, you know, this, like everything's at Patriots
and flip-flops. It was crazy,
you know what I mean? You got a cool oak locker, and I was so just appreciative.
You have to pay to use the bathroom.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You got free Gatorades. Yeah. There wasn't a vending machine in there, but I was there at like, I'd stay there at 11 o'clock at night in the tubs. And one time I peeked my head in the weight room, and there's treadmills, and Bill's got a game on that he's watching. I don't know. I think it was like two teams ahead because he's preparing, because we had a short week that week. It was like a Thursday night game. Then we had a quick turnaround or something like that. So he was already getting that with a huge book, and he's sitting there. I'm talking like a 4-inch binder, flipping through like plays and like taking notes while walking at like 11 o'clock at night. I hurry up and scatter out of there because I didn't want him to see me. And I put my clothes on, and we just so happened to walk out together. This is all in the book Relentless, too. Is what, it goes into crazier details.
Cut this.
Yeah, you guys got to get on that. And we walk out, and by the grace of God, I accidentally walk out at the same time with him. And I haven't even held a conversation with him. I've been on the team for 2 years. And I'm sitting there like sweating bullets, and we're walking out, and he's not saying anything to me, and I'm not saying anything to him. We're going to our cars, and I go, "Hey, coach, man, I was just in awe. I was like, man, it's 11 o'clock at night. I saw you on that treadmill. That's crazy. You always like this?" And he goes, "Yeah, sure. It sure beats being a plumber. See you tomorrow." And like, that's all he said.
That's fucking perfect.
I'm sitting there like, you know, muster up enough confidence and like balls to ask him something.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
He's a football guy, man.
Through and through.
This is our last segment. We do this with every single guest. It's called Questions from a First Grade Class. This comes to us from Mrs. Jones's first grade class in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So we got some questions.
Foxborough, let's go, baby.
So this one is from Juliet. Juliet, she's 6 years old. She wants to know, did you hurt your knee because you're used to playing with underinflated balls, and then you tried to
carry one that was too hard and you were too focused on the ball and not your footwork.
This was from Foxborough High? Yeah. Or, yeah.
No, middle, elementary.
Elementary? Yeah. No way they're not asking that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't believe that. I think that's made up and you guys picked this school.
Nope.
Because there's no way a little kid's saying that.
All right, well then, all right. So
but this, hypothetically,
it,
if this is a first grader.
If you don't
if that's the reason, what would I? How would I answer that?
Yeah.
To the first grader, I would say, you know, what's her name? Juliet. I go, little sweetheart. No, it's not from that. And I think it's from other reasons. I don't think ball weight or
PSI
has anything to do with that. Even though, you know, if it was a colder game, it's going to probably have less PSI. It's scientifically proven, sweetie. Mm-hmm. And that if it's a hotter game, it potentially might have more. And you know, if we all have, you know, in the same rough area of the same amount of PSI, and even if like ours are singled out and other one. Yeah. You know, it doesn't really matter. We're not worried about balls. We're more worried about, you know, it was maybe a fundamental that I tried to conquer that I went a little overboard on a cut. So it has nothing to do with balls. It's all about, like, foot and
physics.
Yeah, physics.
So if you had 10 knees, would 9 out of 10 of those knees have...
11 out of 12.
11 out of 12 of those knees have experienced problems on that cut. Is it more probable than not that that's the reason why you hurt your knee?
What?
The 11 out of 12, the physiology of science.
Yeah.
Out of the knee cut, like the actual cut of the surface?
We're talking about the balls or knees now.
We're talking about knees, right?
I don't know. We'll go to the next question.
By the way, I don't appreciate that you don't think these are real questions.
I just don't think a kid from Foxborough would ask that.
This one is...
Hey, Juliet, I gotta see that because I don't think she'd be busting balls about that.
It's right there.
Yeah. So this one's from Timmy.
That's a pretty good question, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, she says thank you.
Yeah. Timmy, he's 6 years old and from Foxborough Elementary, and he said, hey, Julian, big fan. How many chicks have you done at the same time?
There's no way first grader saying
that. No, that's a question from Timmy.
Kids.
He asked it, so
these
I'm going to
kids,
ask it.
I mean, that's why kids shouldn't be on Instagram and social media.
True.
They're learning too fast, too much. Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy.
So, what was the answer to that?
Huh? I can't answer that. Guys. What are you talking about? I got a daughter.
This one is from Henry. He's not a first grade, but he reads at a first grade level.
Well,
so his name's Henry. Yeah. Not going to say who he is. He wants to know.
Hank. Is this you, Hank?
Listen to the question. It'll be pretty easy to tell. He wants to know. He says, "All of you guys on the Patriots are so handsome. You and Danny Amendola and Tom Brady and everybody else, who is the handsomest?" Good question, Henry.
Yeah.
The handsomest. So Jimmy G's gone, so he's off the list. Because he was pushing.
Is he number one?
He's like heartthrob. He was like the heartthrob guy.
He looks worse in the San Francisco 49er red. Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah, just take a look at him.
I love that uni. I grew up in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. I love that uni.
Doesn't do any favors for him.
That red doesn't make that olive complexion shine
he's
better.
Like me. I wear red and I look fat.
Yeah, he's down to like a 9.8 now.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. Jimmy G's like heartthrob. I'd say Tom's like handsome.
Okay.
Dola's like hot.
Yeah. And what about you?
I don't know what I am.
This actually was a real like. We were driving up and Hank was like, "Patriots are like the hottest team." We were talking about like, what should we ask Julian Edelman? And he's like, I don't know, like, who's the hottest?
Hey.
That was actually quite a question that came up.
We got some good-looking guys, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, Julian Edelman, thank you so much.
All day.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, so that was Julian Edelman. Next up, we have a Mount Rushmore with Johnny Manziel, another piece of our never-before-heard footage.
Mm-hmm.
We did Mount Rushmore of comebacks because we had Johnny Manziel in studio, talked to him about the CFL and the greatest comebacks in the world. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember what I picked here.
I don't either, so let's find out
together.
You
had Jesus.
I did have Jesus. That's a fact. Now,
I'm trying to think what else I had. I don't know.
I think
we're going to find out together.
Yeah, let's do it together.
I think someone during the Mount Rushmore suggested Hitler to me.
Yeah, I actually cut that because I probably
it's problematic.
But so now we're going to have to cut this.
But you could say that, like, at the end of his life,
be careful Hitler, here. We already cut
Well, listen, Hitler killed Hitler.
True.
He's the only person to ever do that.
Yeah, that's true. Was actually the best. Yeah. That's actually a good point.
Okay.
So maybe put it back. Well, I had for different reasons, but yeah. So that stands. Good job.
Thanks.
Hitler.
Not Hitler.
No, but Hitler you did. No, at the end, like the last breath, good job, Hitler, yes. For killing Hitler.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, either way. This
comeback season.
Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. Draft day. Johnny Manziel.
All right, the July 4th episode continues. The Bonanza, and we have true American Texan Johnny Manziel comeback season. You can download it on iTunes here for Mount Rushmore, special Mount Rushmore for you. Comebacks. So the best comebacks in the world. It could be sports. It could be music. It could be anything. Comeback season. So we're going to do the Mount Rushmore of comebacks. How should we go? What order?
Let's let Johnny start.
All right. So Johnny
starts and then
Hank, you.
I'm going last, but then we're going.
Yeah, all right. No, you go
back.
Second. You
we're
go
going
second.
Back.
That's fine. You go second.
No.
So Johnny,
I'll go last, but then I double down.
Yeah, yeah.
So it'll go Johnny, Big Cat, Hank.
Do you
PFT.
Know how snake drafts work? Because we sometimes get stuck
going
in
back,
it.
Back,
yeah,
and around so the other way. So one.
So PFT is going to go second, yeah. And then Hank, and then I'm going to go last. I'll go again. I'll go this way.
No, you don't go last.
I want to go last.
No, I'm going to go last.
No, I go last.
Snakes around like this, and then goes back.
All right,
around.
Johnny,
I'm going to go last.
Should we go clockwise or counterclockwise?
Which way should we go? Who goes second?
I think we should go clockwise.
Okay,
so Big Cat goes second.
All right, so then Hank goes third.
And then I go fourth.
And then
Which Hank
then
was in the
Hank
middle no matter
fifth.
What.
Yeah. No, I go fifth. Then
no,
Hank
goes
sixth.
Fifth. All right, okay. All right,
Johnny,
we'll
figure this out.
My favorite comeback story of all time has to be Michael Vick.
Ooh.
It has to be. The guy went to, like, real prison for...
Yeah, did some real shit.
For time, not just a couple days, not just a... You know, a couple weeks stand, the guy really went to prison and came back and, you know, played in Philadelphia and played. I mean, him and DeSean Jackson were throwing bombs the
that's
opening weekend of the season. Like, didn't really lose all that much of a step. You know, I remember watching him whenever he was in Atlanta. The guy was cheat code in Madden, was unbelievable. To have that happen and then come back is ridiculous.
That's a good one because people definitely thought that he wasn't going to be able back
chance.
After prison.
Not to mention that, come back out of the debt he was in out of everything
True.
he had racked up. That's a double comeback
takes
in itself. The guy paid off every
dog,
creditor and still like
farm.
Everything
yeah.
to
and
do that kind of contract after prison is nuts.
That was mostly on the backs of that Monday Night Football game against the Redskins where
he broke football.
600 yards, mm-hmm. ran for like 100. That was disgusting.
All right. My number one comeback is going to be MJ. Obviously, the first one, the official I'm
was
back.
Is it a comeback when you quit?
No, he didn't quit. He needed a challenge in baseball.
He walked
so
away.
He took it.
So it was
but
no
just
longer
the,
entertaining him.
Put
it,
putting out the press release, just two words, I'm back. That's the best way you can come back.
Okay.
My first one's obvious, too. 2004 Red Sox comeback 3-0 against the Yankees.
Never been done.
I was 12 years old, so it was obviously like the height. I was obsessed with baseball. It's all I cared about.
So Hank has never known a losing team as an adult.
Nope. That's a good one, though. I mean, has that happened in any other? It happens
basketball.
In hockey.
It happened
in
basketball, too.
I don't think it happened in basketball.
I think the.
No, I'm thinking of an 8-over a 1-2.
Oh, yeah.
No, but hockey's the only other sport that has happened. So
greatest game.
All right.
My first one is going to be Jesus.
Oh.
I'm surprised that you guys did not.
Well,
take
we
kind of
knew you were
going
to do it.
So Jesus got crossed up, came back 3 days later. Pretty impressive. Saved all of humanity. So a little disrespectful on your guys' account, not picking Jesus number one. My second one is Danny Woodhead.
Ooh.
In 2009.
Is it a comeback if you get injured every year?
2009, 2015, 2016, and 2017.
Okay.
So he proved he could do it. He has his own Mount Rushmore of his personal comebacks.
True. All right.
My number two is your mom.
Oh, that's
so
a good one.
If you're ever in a fight, ever in anything, and you need to come back, it's just you just take whatever they say and say your mom does that.
Yeah. Okay, so like a run on defenses in a fantasy draft, I'm going to have to do a little audible here. My second one is going to be the Jerk Store comeback, Costanza, mm-hmm. all time. Jerk Store called running out of you.
Why'd you decide that one instead of I'm Rubber, You're Glue?
Because, I mean, the name of the episode is The Comeback. It is The Comeback.
Okay.
And, I mean, everyone knows Jerk Store. All right.
Number two for me.
Number two. And you get number three. This is where we usually get tripped up.
Oh, I usually go back again.
You go back to back.
Oh, man, I got two already. I'm sticking with sports. I think the Reggie Miller, the 8 points in 9 seconds is one of the craziest, like, just turnarounds and that time span. It's something you can watch in 10 seconds like that and see how the whole thing transpired to hit those threes and do that in that amount of time is crazy. Second is 2 years ago is the Patriots playing the Falcons.
Ooh,
is unbelievable. As a avid sports guy who is very on top of what the spread is and what's going on in that game, the fact that that overhit after 28-3, what that ended up going into overtime, the fact that they covered after what that game looked like the whole way, talk about the all-time good beats if you're on that side of it and coming from a spread comeback in itself.
Vegas lost a lot of money in that game. Vegas. Mm-hmm. Can't believe that happened.
R.I.P. Yeah. Will they ever recover?
all right, my third comeback is Vince McMahon after he was blown up in a limousine. So he fully died on Monday Night Raw and then came back and didn't die. So that's an all-time comeback.
Who was it that thought that he actually died?
Well, everyone. The whole world did.
Someone very famous thought that he actually died.
Yeah, I mean, WWE kind of went with the ruse, and then they're like, is he really dead?
Was it Hank? Was it you?
No.
I thought it was.
Might have been me.
I was gonna say it's Trump, but I don't think that's true.
It might have been Trump.
It might have been, yeah. But I don't blame him, because I thought he was dead, too.
My number three, I'll go Texas A&M over Duke in the Chick-fil-A Bowl in 2014. So that was a great one to watch.
That was a really
good
one.
Nice.
It was really, really cool. Really good comeback. They were down 38-17 and half.
Oh. What was the
I forget who
top
it was,
there.
But he brought them all the way back, led them to the victory.
I ended up being in the training room the whole time I was in there. I had to get an IV. I was actually dying after that game.
Really?
It was. I couldn't believe they jumped out on us like that and just kept scoring after another. We knew. I mean, we played in the SEC all year. I felt like we played really good teams, and you're playing an ACC team like that, and then they just come out and. I've experienced that before in the past where some of those smaller schools come out and they play. That's one thing that you can't underestimate in sports is how hard a full like team is going to come out and try and physically kick
Super
your
Bowl.
Ass.
Right, right. All right, PFT, your last two.
Okay, great comebacks. I'm going to go Kim Kardashian. Shout out Ray J.
Ooh.
Nice little comeback there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like it. Yeah.
You guys get what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got it. And then come on the back.
Yeah, come on the back. My fourth one is going to be Slash. From Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
He actually died. So everything that Slash has done since the year 1991 or something like that has just been bonus Slash.
Mm.
Maybe he came back. Maybe it was like Evil Twin that came to go. But he actually died.
Is that like...
He got revived.
What's that... Who is that star that they said got taken away? The Nickelodeon star? Remember there was that whole theory recently? Come on, Hank. I'm looking at you. I need you to come through for me here.
Shia LaBeouf.
No. There was the whole Avril Lavigne. Is that it?
Not Nickelodeon.
Not Nickelodeon, but it's close enough. I gave you enough of a hint.
Avril Lavigne got replaced
by
new Avril Lavigne.
Yes. So when the other Avril Lavigne will change his comeback, Mount Rushmore, to include her.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, Hank, your last?
My last one. I'm shocked you guys didn't bring this up, but Dennis Taylor in the World Snooker Championship Final, 1985, was down 7-0. Came all the way back to win 9-7.
Who could forget?
One of the most insane comebacks in snooker history.
Wow.
Do you know how to play snooker?
No.
Is it just pool?
It's pool. It's pool with just...
Big table.
It's pool for idiots because it's just two different colored balls, and you don't have to worry about numbers or anything like that. It's like you either hit the red ones or the yellow ones.
Yeah, I like it's like checkers with pool.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. All right, my last one is more of a hypothetical comeback because it hasn't happened yet, but it probably will. Shout out to my dad, Barry Sanders. So Barry Sanders, always going to come back. A lot of rumors ever since he retired. Still think he could go out there and do it.
I think he could. I mean, that guy's running style. Yeah. That guy was at the peak of his game when he retired.
But yeah.
Had a lot of miles left on those legs.
Enough years of could Barry Sanders come back that I think it counts as an official comeback. Uh-huh. All right, last one for you.
I'm going to go with...
You already did four.
I've done 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, yeah.
I'm last.
Yeah.
That's how the snake works.
You
in the tail.
Messed up with the snake.
I'm going to go with Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner, guy went undrafted, was working at a grocery store for a little bit, goes to the Arena League, plays all over the place to come back and play in a couple Super Bowls. I remember that game against Pittsburgh was unreal. I was pulling for the Cardinals that year. I swore they were going to win, and then Roethlisberger throws that pass to the back of the end zone. Was that Santonio Holmes?
Yes.
Yeah, nuts. one of the craziest games. 90-yard fumble return for a touchdown by James Harrison all the way, barely gets in with no time left.
You don't talk enough about how slow the Arizona Cardinals must have been to not catch James Harrison for 99 yards.
No doubt.
Kurt Warner counts as like two comebacks, because remember when he was on the Giants, everyone thought he was done.
Yeah.
And then he came back again and did what you just said, the Cardinals. Do we have any honorable mentions? I have a couple.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have one too. Brett Favre, we didn't mention Brett Favre. He came back a billion times. Mm-hmm.
Capitals were down 2-0.
Yes.
That's
very true.
Big championship.
But Rafael Palmeiro.
Ooh, still currently coming
still
back.
Still going.
Yeah, currently in a comeback.
I would say every single soccer player, after they've gotten pretty much their legs amputated by a hard slide tackle on the field,
and LeBron
back up 10 seconds later.
Oh, future comeback for LeBron coming back from his pretty much broken wrist. Mm-hmm. So that will be good.
Almost broken wrist.
Oh yeah,
basically
almost
broken.
Yeah. The Roger Clemens comeback, just because of the Susan Waldman clip. We'll put this in here. When he announced his comeback in the owner's box to the entire stadium, which is the most outrageous move of all time.
Thank you all. Well, they came and got me out of Texas, and I can tell you it's a privilege to be back. I'll be talking to y'all soon.
How about Tebow?
Tebow, good comeback.
Tebow's always coming back.
Yep. Jay Cutler to the Dolphins. Great comeback.
Great
we'll talk about that for years.
Who could forget?
Yeah, who could forget that? Any other comebacks?
Steve Spurrier.
Oh,
return to college football.
Steve Spurrier, yep.
To get shirtless again.
Urban Meyer returned from his heart attack.
Heart attack, yep.
Will we see a Nick Saban return to the NFL comeback ever? Or is he too ingrained into the Alabama DNA?
I don't know if Miss Terry's going to allow that.
No, probably.
Miss Terry might
doubtful,
put her
but
down.
Wishful thinking. I'd love to see it.
Mm-hmm. The Bears come back on the Denny Green, famous Bears who are who we thought they were.
Yeah.
What about the Browns comeback? You got to come back from 0-16.
Oh, yeah. True.
They're going to have at least 100% more. I don't know how percentages work with zeros.
100%
more wins, unless they don't win a game.
How about Hugh Jackson? Just always coming back for his job.
How about Marvin Lewis?
Yeah, Marvin Lewis.
Marvin Lewis.
Jim Caldwell came back from being the reports of him being dead, and he did that press conference and said, I'm not dead. Yeah. That's also
Danny Boy Kane.
Yeah. Drake. Do you think Drake will have a comeback?
Probably not.
Okay. We'll see.
All right. Well, Johnny, thank you. Happy July 4th to everyone. Appreciate you doing Mount Rushmore.
Listen up. We've got some tea, and you all are going to be obsessed. We spoke with the Abercrombie team, and they told us that they were going to launch a wedding shop. Well, we lost it because, as you know, we are both getting ready to get Abercrombie and Hitched. The whole vibe of Abercrombie these days is clothes you'd wear for a perfect long weekend, and all their customers were like, hey, we spend long weekends traveling for weddings these days. And then Abercrombie was like, we love that. Let us just give you everything you could ever possibly want and love to wear for all things wedding. So they did. It has everything. Tons of dresses, jumpsuits, pants, swimsuits, pajamas, pantsuits, and all perfectly curated for different events, bachelorettes, brunches, showers, ceremonies as a guest and ceremonies as a bride, reception, and even honeymoon. It is incredible. Check out the Abercrombie Wedding Shop on Abercrombie.com. Go shop it now.
All right, our last thing. Go ahead, Hank, you introduce it because it was your idea.
Yeah, I'm struggling to figure out what Hank wanted us to do with this one.
You guys don't have to do anything. Me and Bubba are doing all the work. So
okay. So what do we have up next?
Enjoy your vacation.
What do we have up next?
I'll be out here. We have a compilation of the Fantasy Fuckboys, which is one of people's favorite segments. And Bubba went all the way back, found all the old files, went through, imported them. Let them render.
Oh, yeah, really? You rendered a lot of buffering?
So that involved you clicking a button and then waiting for a while.
Yes.
Sometimes for a long while.
Massive files.
You could be a DJ.
Just to make this mashup so you guys could go on vacation. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we calling this a mashup?
Yeah, it's a compilation.
It's a remix.
It's a compilation.
Okay.
All right.
Chopped and Screwed, Fantasy Fuckboys.
Let's do it. Fantasy Fuckboys get you ready for the weekend.
We're giving you all the best fantasy advice that you need.
Hit it, Hank. I got some hot tips coming in for your fantasy weekend. Ooh, pass a rock, pass a rock. Hey, I'm open. Pass a rock. Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Giancarlo.
This is Nico Nunchucks.
My name is No Name, No Name.
Terry Tuto is coming at you live.
This is Henry Hangover.
This is Tito Pascarelli.
This is Matthias Meatballs.
Tony. roast beef, Carlos Citronella,
and soy sauce to La Macchia.
My stardom this week is Santa Claus. No, I'm not talking about you, Andy Reid. I'm talking Saint Nick. My start, Christmas Day unders. The game's early. They're opening presents. They're eating ham. They're eating turkey. They don't want to shoot. They're wearing those Fugazi jerseys. Take the under. First three games. Hammer, 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 hammer. Make some money. Buy some presents.
My stardom is Pedialyte. You think it's a drink for kids? It's not. You drink it. It helps get you, what do you call it? Hydrated. It gets you hydrated. It gets you hydrated and healthy. Buy some Pedialyte if you're feeling hungover like me.
Congrats on drinking, bro.
Thanks, dude.
Big Ben in Cincinnati. All those criminals wearing the stripes. That's Big Ben City. It's like the longest yard out there. My stardom, hating Duke. It's hating Duke season. Deron Davis, fuck you. Grayson Allen, fuck you. Coach K, fuck you. Marvin Bagley, fuck you. John Shire, fuck you. All you fucks with your boat shoes, fuck you. I hate Duke. I hate him, hate him, hate him.
My stardom is land. Bitcoin, currency, it's all fake. Buy something you can see with your own two eyeballs.
Location.
I don't trust it if I can't see it. That's why germs aren't real.
AFC North football. We got the Ravens and the Steelers. These two teams, you talk about hitting another guy in the mouth. I'm going to need mouth-to-mouth after this game. Hopefully from some twins. This game takes my breath away. My stardom, dinosaur.
Velociraptor.
They need to show the dinosaurs having sex in this one.
Yeah. My stardom is Cam the Scam Newton.
Pick him up like a stolen laptop. I'm starting dry humping. All the sex, none of the mess. Toss on the mesh shorts, lose the underwear, just get to know your new buddy. My stardom, puffy vests. The weather's down, put on those puffy vests. Make your fat into strength.
Marshmallows.
Who cares if your arms are cold? Be a man.
My stardom is love. I've seen a lot of hate out there in the world. It's not necessary.
Let's all get together and give a big hug.
I love you guys. Take a minute. Tell someone you love them.
I love you. My sit-em, all you naughty kids out there, you're getting nothing for Christmas. You heard me. Santa is real, and he's skipping over your house, you little fucks. Fuck you.
My sit-em is iced coffee. It's fucking winter. It's fucking freezing. Ooh. Give up the ice. Ooh. Go to the hot stuff. Don't be a fucking weirdo like Big Cat.
Disagree. Be a real man. Yeah. Cut your sleeves off. Drink some iced coffee. I swim in the ocean in the winter. My sit-em is LeBron James. He opened up a school.
Fuck LeBron James.
LeBron James opened up a school. Such a hypocrite. He's the lowest scoring player in college basketball history.
I went farther in education. My sit-em is characters. Twitter just added a bunch, and they're the worst. Fuck characters, fuck reading. Take them out, sit them down, put them away.
Hey, Twitter, I got two letters for you. F-U, word stink. My sitter, Matt Lauer. What a fucking creep that guy is. He's got a button that traps women in his office. That's so weird. All the moms in America trusted you, Matt Lauer, and you fucking did this to us. I let you into my home. Every single morning, my kids watch you, Matt Lauer. You fucking scumbag.
My sit-em is Rivers. Phil Rivers sucks, and it's about to be winter. All the winters, all the rivers are freezing over.
Rivers, hey, Rivers, 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 Rivers.
You're
rivers,
out of line, Matthias.
My sit-em is the moon. I fucked up. I got too used to the super moon last week. I can't go back to the regular moon.
Randy Moss.
Carlos, you're spitting all over yourself. I'm sitting the fucking moon. The regular moon sucks. I'd rather look at my grandmother's big caboose.
Joe Buck agrees.
Fuck the moon. My sit-em, fire. Fire's hurting homes in L.A. Fuck fire. I fucking hate you, fire. Get out of town. I'm a water guy.
My sit-em is eggnog. If you like eggnog, you're a fucking Muppet. That shit is disgusting, and anyone that says otherwise lies.
This is an awful tank.
Lies, lies, lies.
Bad tank. Eggnog makes me shit. My sit-em is the Virgin Islands. Hey, Virgin Islands, congrats on the sex.
Tim Duncan.
My sit-em, playmakers. It's over. The first four episodes were okay, but now they're not on YouTube.
3.5, to be honest.
My sleeper is Le'Veon Bell. He's so patient. He's so patient.
Yeah.
He's just getting the line of scrimmage right now from week one. Hits that hole. Really letting those blocks develop. Time to hit that hole, baby.
My sleeper, DeAndre Hopkins. He's available in 97% of the leagues on ESPN.
My sleeper is Nick Big Dick Foles.
huge dick.
Pick him up. He's available in 87% of the leagues. Ride his big dick into the sunset.
Ride that dick on Napoleon Dynamite Falls. All right, my sleeper, Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to throw for any interceptions. That's my lock of the week. Booker, my sleeper, it's a twofer. I got Josh McCown and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Start both of them. They're going to be tossing the pigskin all over the yard.
I got my sleeper. It's A.J. Green. He put Jalen Ramsey in a sleeper, and he's going to come back with a performance this week against the Tennessee Titans.
Rock and refuel.
He can't play D.
Sleeping A.J. Green. More like A.J. Black and Blue, because he's going to bruise you up.
And my sleeper is DeMarcus Cousins. Pick him up.
Boogie, 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 boogie. Boogie. My sleeper, getting day drunk and passing out in a restaurant. You can't pay a bill when you don't remember what you ordered. That's called entrapment.
That's the law. And my sleeper is Rick Pitino. He is suing Louisville for $37 million. That's a lot of Alfredo sauce, if you know what I'm saying, boys.
Keep it on your plate. Don't let it drip down your leg. You better believe I'm sleeping eggnog, the best drink of all time. One sip, you go caroling, put some nutmeg on there. You got yourself a holiday treat.
Update, eggnog still makes me shit.
Eggnog's great. Tastes just as good coming up as it goes going down.
Disgusting.
My sleeper is hot chocolate.
It's just a tasty treat.
I like the little tiny marshmallows because it makes my dick look huge in relation.
Swiss Miss, yeah.
My sleeper is fireplace videos. Fuck making a real fire. Just put on a video on your TV and let it play.
Yeah, fuck real fires.
Fuck real fires.
Fuck the moon.
Okay, that was Fantasy Fuck Boys, the time of the week where I lose my voice every single week. All right, last up, we have Von Miller. He came into the office January, February. Really fun interview with Von. Was drinking at like 11 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, he came in. I was watching something on TV, probably. Well, no, Get Up wasn't on at that point. But I was watching something at the TV here in the office. He sidled up next to me. I was like, hey, man, can I get you a water or something? He goes, how about some Hennessy?
Mm.
I was like, that sounds pretty good. Perfect. Right now. So we had some cognac before the interview.
So listen to Von Miller, and then at the end, we might have put a little treat for you at the end. And the takeies are coming up, so you're probably going to want to listen all the way to the end. You're probably going to want to unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-download, do all that stuff to make sure that we stay up there this week. Just remember, the takeies are coming up, so listen all the way through Von Miller. Then we might have put in a little something with an old friend of ours that we haven't talked to. He's dead. He died.
He died.
Yeah.
But
so
through the magic of radio, his voice lives on.
Through the magic of Hank's magical fingers being able to render and chop and screw everything, we've brought him back to life.
Harambe.
Not Rushmore.
It's Harambe.
Yeah, we'll see you guys Monday.
Love you guys. Soon.
All right, we now welcome on a recurring guest from the Denver Broncos. It is Von Miller. That's the first question. Do you remember being on this show before? Do you remember that you are a recurring guest?
No, just playing. Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
sure?
It was a Skype thing.
Okay.
And yeah, asked me about like my ex-girlfriend and like all type of stuff on there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we dug a little deep.
Yeah, we did. We talked about the chickens. We did.
We talked about if you laugh every time you see the word butt kiss on your butt kiss trophy.
You just laugh right there.
Yeah.
It's a funny
word.
Guess that's the answer. Yeah, that's the answer. Hey, why don't you go by Vonnie? That's so cool.
I do. I girls call me Vonnie.
Oh,
like, it's okay. Like they call. It's like my name is Von, so it's just like naturally for like females to say Vonnie, but that's really like my real name.
And what about your middle name?
Vashon. The B is silent.
Vashon.
Yeah, the B is
but
silent.
But the B is silent.
Yeah.
I would go by that.
I like that.
Vashon Miller?
Yeah.
But the B is silent?
I don't know.
And put the whole name on your back.
It really don't feel like it has like the ring like.
Okay.
You know.
Just like, think about it. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe
I would think about it for sure. Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
Maybe like if you know how they do the Dom Grady, like if maybe you start quarterback, Vashon Miller starts quarterback for the Broncos, and Von Miller plays defense.
I would love that. I mean, I've always been open to playing quarterback in the National Football League anyway.
So. Are you a little concerned about the fact that, you know, you're being so vocal about Kirk Cousins? Are you worried how your boy Swag Kelly is going to feel about that?
Or Paxton,
or Paxton Lynch?
Yeah. Yeah. Paxton,
those are my guys. Those are my guys.
Now, you don't have to say that.
I mean, I was talking. I mean,
Trevor Siemian, is he upset?
It is like a weird situation. It's like, you know, you're in a relationship now, but you're saying like, oh, I would love to be
in
a, you know, but
You're married, but you have a porn addiction.
If that's
right
Rihanna,
now.
If that's Rihanna, yeah. Or like,
wow, Kirk Cousins is Rihanna.
I'm just saying,
you might
I
be
just,
the biggest Kirk Cousins fan in the world.
If it's like, if you're in a relationship, you know, your girlfriend would understand. Okay, yeah,
right.
You got a wandering.
I
guy.
Mean, Paxton Lynch.
He's on your list. He's on your list, right?
I think Paxton Lynch understands.
Yeah. Did you sit down with like Trevor Siemian? He's like, okay, Vaughn, you can have three quarterbacks. If you run into out in the wild, you're allowed.
You're allowed
to recruit them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, your little list.
No, I mean, no, he didn't say that, but I would hope he would, like, take it as that. You know, it's nothing against those guys. I love those guys. I love Paxton. I love Trevor. I love Chad. I mean, they know that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to have this opportunity.
Get Brock. Yeah. Get Brock out of you.
I mean, Brock, everybody knows I love
Everyone
Brock.
Everyone knows
yeah.
it.
Jeez.
You think Brock's too tall?
No, I think that's the size that you want. He has a, if you're tall like that, you have long arms, and his delivery, he can – if he can master it, it's like nobody will have an arm like that. I like tall quarterbacks from, you know, Brock Osweiler, Ryan Mallett.
Josh Allen.
I really liked Ryan Mallett a lot, too.
You did. You're the only one. We found the one. The one guy who liked Ryan Mallett.
I like Ryan Mallett.
And Harbaugh liked him, too.
Yeah. Did he ever miss his alarm and show up late?
I was never on a team with him, but he was my roommate.
Wait, so you just liked him?
He was my roommate at the rookie premiere.
So you liked him as a person?
Yeah.
That is a shocker.
Yeah.
Okay, so you love Kirk Cousins and you like Ryan Mallett. I think we have to start questioning your judgment.
I think you just like tall quarterbacks just in general.
Yeah, who have rocket arms. Yeah.
The guy comes in above 6'3", and Vaughn's like, fellas.
I mean, but back to, like, you know, it is type of weird. Like, if we don't get Kirk Cousins, you know, then I got to still go back in the locker room. But I would tell him, you know, like, hey, you know, I love you guys.
Yeah, we took a shot. Yeah. It didn't work out.
It didn't work.
So speaking of Josh Allen, he is tall, as Big Cat mentioned. He's in the draft this year.
How tall is Josh Allen?
He's 6'5".
Okay.
Actually, I know a really good website you could go to if you want to learn more. We'll pass that off the air. But he was at the Combine, and he met Dan Marino, and he met John Elway. And he thought that John Elway was Dan Marino.
Oh.
So what do you have any tips on how to tell the difference between John Elway and Dan Marino?
Jeez. I guess, like, time is just the ruler. Like, we getting old, man. If you mix up John Elway and Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Two legends.
You can look at the rings. That's one.
True.
And you know, basketball players in the league these days, they don't even remember Michael Jordan. So it's
They think he's the shoe guy.
Yeah, they look at LeBron and KD and, you know, and Kobe as the guys. That's
LeBron's
crazy.
The GOAT.
Yeah.
Elway is the horse.
Well, Kobe's the GOAT. Kobe's
that's
the GOAT.
That's an easy way that you can tell the difference. Dan Marino was in Ace Ventura, and John Elway was in Seabiscuit.
Mm. He was in Seabiscuit for real?
Yeah.
I got it. You got
are
it.
You, is John is John Elway intimidating at all?
No, I mean he's actually really cool. You know,
he seems like he's an intimidating dude.
No, he is. He's not. It's like when you got that grandfather that, you know, everybody's afraid of, but when you like give him a hug and like talk to him, you realize like he's really sweet. That's Elway.
Do you think he drafts shitty quarterbacks so that no one can be better than him in Denver?
No, I mean I don't think he does. It's just.
It's a loaded question.
I don't think he does. John puts us in championship position, you know, each and every year. I feel like this year we had a great shot too. The first two games of the year, I mean, everybody was talking about us winning the Super Bowl, and then the wheels just came out from underneath us. So.
It was the Bills game.
It was
because I bet on you guys,
and it was me.
Yeah,
I did that.
Yeah,
I
you
killed
did.
Our season this year because I.
Just
I
the
did, like,
handshake.
The fake handshake that I did with him, joking around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually a 15-yard penalty.
And I created all this bad juju, and it just stayed on us for the rest of the season.
You have a problem. You're addicted to doing the too slow.
I am addicted to joking around.
I appreciate that's a team player to put the onus on you for a bad handshake and not say it's because your quarterbacks were terrible.
No, it's all good because, I mean, I can fix that.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't do it anymore.
Yeah, I can fix that.
The combine is going on right now, and the draft is coming up. Does it kind of blow your mind that all these guys are talking about Von Miller and how they look up to you? Because, you know, now that you've been in the league for a while, I saw Chubb said something.
Yeah.
As a few guys said, you know, we want to be like the next Von Miller.
I'm getting old, man.
Is that a weird moment, though, to be like,
it
hey, you want to be the
weird,
next this
like,
guy?
It's like, I'm still here.
Right.
It's like, man, when I was comparing myself to people, I was comparing myself to Derek Thomas. You know, he had played 20 years before I had came in. So it was like, you know, it was just. I don't know if it was 20 years, but he had played a long time before I came in. So I'm comparing myself to, like, you know, somebody that's already done it. He's already done. I didn't really compare myself to anybody that's playing now. But I see it now, and it's dope, man. It's dope. It's like, you know, getting voted for the Pro Bowl. Like, I didn't ask for the votes. They just gave them. I didn't ask for the young guys to look up to me. It's just mm-hmm. it just happens.
So. How many more years do you think you have? Like
what year is this? This is
year 29.
I'm going. Yeah. I probably got like 10 more.
You know? 10 more.
Yeah, I probably got like 6 or like 7 like real years in me. Then the last 3, I just steal.
You just get in on the third downs.
Yeah, just start. You know,
yeah, go name alone.
Dwight Freeney style, just like be a mercenary in the middle of the year.
That's when That's when you go to Vashon.
Yeah, that's when I just go to like. Vashon. That's when I go to like just pass rush on third down.
So so you know, have you had to change your game at all? You know, getting in your late 20s, knowing that maybe the athleticism, the burst, isn't exactly there.
It's still the same.
It's the same. You haven't felt it at all.
No, I haven't felt it at all. I mean, I'm about to be 29.
Right, but have you changed your game at all?
Like, no, I haven't. I mean, like, if I've changed my game, I know, I don't have to run. I don't have to do this to accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Barcelona FC Madrid match, and, like, I was like, dang, you know, I was just watching Messi. You know, everybody's watching Messi. Like, dang, he do a lot of walking. He really don't, you know, run as much. And then, like, he turns it on. Like, whenever he goes, like, he knows the perfect time to, like, go. Right. And I feel like that's the same way. You know, I'm not about to run 50 yards down the field every single play. Yeah. But when it's time to go, I'm going. And that's what I've learned, like, over the time.
Save your energy. Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
Saving my energy for about 33 years. So I'm ready to turn it on.
Trump
I'm ready
said to turn that. It on.
Yeah. Yeah. Your life has a battery. Don't waste it.
Have you taken some time off from working out, like, after the season's over? Do you give your body?
Yeah. I didn't work out till like, a week ago. You know, like 2 weeks.
So how much can you bench now?
I don't know. I'm sure the rookies. I'm sure.
I know exactly how much I can bench.
I'm sure the guys at the combine, you know, they got me right now. But I mean, you know, I'm like you said before, I'm going into year 8. You know, recovery is a huge part of, you know, the game now. Last year, right when the season ended, we won against the Raiders, and that was a Sunday. That Tuesday, I was in San Francisco training for the offseason. So. Mm-hmm. You know, I approached it totally different last year, and, you know, this year I'm just trying to recover, and then I'm going to hit it hard in the second half of the year.
You going to spend some time with the chickens?
Yeah, spend some time with the chickens, make sure, you know, Peyton and DeMarcus, those guys are doing good. I got chickens named after those guys.
Oh, really?
You need to name one after Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Does the Peyton one
Listen, we get Kirk Cousins, I'm going to name one after him, his son, his wife, everybody will get a
Does
chicken.
The Peyton one get extra growth hormones?
I don't know. I mean,
no, the hen.
My chickens are
the hen. They send it to the hen, and then it gives it to the rooster.
Accidentally, just gives it to Peyton the chicken.
No, my chickens are organic and humanely raised.
Okay,
you know,
who's easier to tackle, Cam Newton or a chicken?
Cam Newton,
because
he's bigger. You know, and he's not. You know, he's bigger, and it's more to grab. With a chicken, is like, you know, with a chicken's like Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
you know?
Chickens never made a business decision.
Yeah. Do you follow Cam on Instagram?
No.
Oh, have you ever seen the text?
I should, though, but I don't.
The hieroglyphics he
Yeah, I see.
Yeah,
I
you think it. He's an asshole for that?
I mean, I guess it's creative.
That's one way to put it.
It's creative. I mean, when you're Cam, you can write. You can create your own language. You can write however you want to write.
He did. When do you get the itch, though, to go back to football? Like, when do you start feeling like, man, I really want to be out there?
August.
Really?
Yeah, August. I mean,
is that changed as you've gotten, like, you know, would it come a little earlier?
Yeah, I just feel like it's. I mean, it's only so much you could do to get ready for a season. You know, I understand the importance of an off season and, you know, OTAs, and I really understand that. But you know, for me, I feel like I don't have to do that. You know, but I do. I haven't missed off season training not once.
Was it like that in college too, where you just knew that, you know,
in college, it's just this is what you have to do. You know, it's like. This is what you have to do to go to the pros, and then when you get to the pros, like,
right,
we don't have to do that,
you know? Right? What is the hardest part about playing in the NFL that fans don't understand?
The hardest part about playing in the NFL is
the thing that pisses you off that fans, like, you know, will judge you on something and they don't really understand the truth behind it.
What pisses me off about the fans? I mean, it's just what really pisses me off is like. In my comments or, like, somebody else's comments or, like, any, like, football player's comments. And when you see, like, you know, a big buff guy, 619, commenting on, you know, Jarvis Landry's page. Like, man, you should just take the money. You should just take the money. You're being greedy, like, this and that. I really hate that. Like,
right.
Right, you should play for free.
If Big Swole 619 was a real person, say if he was a teacher. And another school offered him
more money to come over here and
right.
and teach, he would do that. It's not like he would be like, oh, I'm staying with my students. I'm taking less money. No, everybody, you have to, it's a growing process. As humans, you always want the best for you and your family. You're not just going to take less just because everybody says take less.
Well, sports are weird in that way because it's the one part of our society where people side with like the owners.
It's the craziest thing.
Right. When everyone has a boss they don't like or they're, you know, like they feel like they're underpaid for something. And in sports, it's everyone says, well, yeah, the owners, yeah. you know, the players should play with a discount.
I think fans feel so. A part of the, they feel so attached to the organization because the organization has been there forever.
Right.
So if it's the Cleveland Indians, you know, you like, man, I've been.
No, we don't say that word. We'll bleep that out.
The I words.
Who?
The Cleveland I words.
Yeah, we'll bleep
it
out.
We can't say like names.
We'll bleep it out. Yeah, it's fine.
We don't
it's
say cool. that fucking name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, say if it's like a baseball team.
They're going to be there for like the Braves.
Yeah, they've been there for
the Redskins. Yeah.
Say they've been there forever. You know what I'm saying? Like they've been there forever, so you feel attached to them. And then when your favorite player is leaving them, you feel kind of betrayed.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's weird. You know, it's definitely weird. That's what I hate the most, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's it.
One last question. Give me a guarantee for your record next year.
Ooh. My record?
I think
the Facebook show is going to go undefeated. You know, we're not going
to
have
Mercury Morris is going to have to stop by and give you a bottle of champagne.
I feel like Kirk Cousins would be my second guest on season two of Von Miller Studio 58. Mm. And then we'll talk about how funny it was to get recruited and all the stuff that I did.
Do you think you'll win the division on your Facebook show?
Yeah, I'm going against tough shows like, you know, the Ball Family show and the Marshawn Lynch show and Tom Brady's, you know, show on Facebook Watch. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, he's going to be making out with his son for ratings.
Yeah.
Sex
yeah,
sells.
You should actually
who are you going to make out
with? I
kiss
with? My dad.
Kiss your dad on the show.
Yeah, you should do that. French your dad.
I kiss my dad.
Kiss him with tongue. And you'll get ratings.
I kiss my dad. It's not a big deal. Like
right.
Yeah.
Everyone does it.
Right. Oh, let me see. Let me FaceTime my dad right here.
Let's get him on here.
A little smoochy smoo.
Ooh, to get Kirk Cousins to come out, he likes vans a lot. You should give him a conversion van and call it Van Miller.
Van and put like a mustache.
Yeah.
Across the front.
Yes. He loves conversion vans. I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Hey, don't I kiss you in the mouth?
What?
No, we kissing the mouth. You my dad.
Don't do that shit.
All right, man. Yeah. I was just telling, man. Tom Brady not the only one that kisses daddy in the mouth. I kiss my dad in the mouth too.
Hey, I love you to death.
But
I love you to the end.
But he kissing the mouth.
But.
Nah, we don't go there.
All right, dad. I ain't want nothing.
Oh man. All right,
I love you too.
That was fantastic.
And now for something completely different.
All right, we now welcome on, I always say a very special guest. This doesn't even feel like a guest. This is just family. Our beautiful son. That's kind of weird. That's creepy.
Yeah, I'll take it over
Billy
from
Football.
Here. I'll take it over from here, Big Cat.
It's Billy Football.
It's Billy. We're so glad to see you. We're in your dorm right now.
Yes.
How are
32-year-old dudes and an 18-year-old
just normal
dorm
stuff.
Room.
Like, it's parents' weekend here at school, so yeah. We decided that we'd come visit and say hello. How are you doing?
I'm so great right now with you guys here. Like, I haven't, like, when all this has been going on, I've just been like, I need to be back in New York with these guys because, like, I need to figure out what they're doing. I need to see how I can help.
Okay, so we're going to get to your college experience thus far. We have some other stuff we want to talk about, but let's start there. You obviously see what goes on in the last couple weeks. What were you thinking? You've sent us a couple texts. You've reached out. You've told us that we're mental alphas. Those always are appreciated. Mm-hmm. Were you like watching us get a show, cancel a show, all that, and being like, man, like if only I was with my guys, like we would figure this out.
I was thinking that exactly. I remember being in an airport in Indianapolis and first getting news that this was actually happening.
That's right. True.
And in my mind, I was like, I'm like,
what? May? Yeah,
I was like I'm witnessing history right now. Like this is, like
you were witnessing history though. Like
yeah,
you bore witness to the birth of the shortest running television show in ESPN history. So congratulations, we're really glad to be here. Like we said, it was kind of it was an emotional roller coaster of a week for me and Big Cat. And being here in this room, being here, hanging out, just like being college kids again.
Yeah.
It's really creepy. It's really put a smile on her face. So thank you, Billy.
Billy, do you think you could have saved the ESPN show?
Humbly.
Yes.
What would you have done to save it?
What would I have done? I think I would have been a great character witness.
Yes.
To you guys. I would have sent you into John Skipper's office and you've been like, hey, trust me, these are some cool bros.
Yeah, talk to this 18-year-old. He knows a lot about life and lizards. Salamanders.
Yeah, I mean, like, just...
Mr. Skipper, you know how salamanders mate for life? Well, these two guys, they're a perfect pair together.
I mean, like, it's still surreal. Yes. Like, you guys here is totally surreal. I've almost... Like, this summer has almost been, like, a dream, and just, like, you guys here just, like, is, like, this was real, and, like, this was actually me and not, like, some other person.
What did you learn on your summer vacation?
Oh, like, that Wisco trip with meeting J.J. Watt and, like...
Kind of a herb.
And Kyle Long was, like, sick.
Kyle's a man.
I mean, that was the highlight of my summer, but also just, like, hang with you guys, like... Before, like, I saw you guys, like, bosses, and I was like, I gotta, like, make sure these guys are, like do my job. But then I was
good,
like...
Good thing you got over that feeling, and you started tweeting out pictures of my dick and my phone number.
Yeah.
Got a little too comfortable.
To this day, I still say it was definitely your thumb. It was definitely your thumb.
It was not. We'll edit that out.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Billy, you know, you go to college. College is a place where you find yourself. You experiment a little bit. You had some news for the three of us when we showed up here. You probably weren't sure how we were going to take it. You know, it's always kind of awkward coming out to your family. And you came out to us and you said, I've become a wide receiver instead of a quarterback. And I just want to let you know that whatever you do that makes you happy, we're going to support you and we're going to be accepting of you. Love is love. And it's 2016. So if you want to be a wide receiver, then God damn it, Billy. Go be the best wide receiver you can.
Before you answer this, I'm struggling with it a little bit more. PFT is a little bit more of the accepting parent.
Your father's struggling with it, but he'll come around.
I'm struggling with it a little bit more. I don't really understand, like, so you just choose to be a wide receiver? Like, how does that work? Like, you just one day were like, or did you think you were a wide receiver from the day you were born, and now you're, like, finally, like, coming out as well? Like, I don't understand it. I'm just confused. If you could explain it to us.
You know, I got to college.
Speaking of the mic.
I got to college, and, you know, there's a lot of new things. You're independent. There's no, like, outside pressures on you anymore. So you can really, like, discover who you are because of, like, where you are.
Was there, like, another wide receiver that, like, told you, hey, Billy, you're a wide receiver too? Did he influence you?
You know, I think it all started when, you know, you try some new things, try new positions in college. So
I was picking up on this. It's pretty fucking good. You got a lot smarter in 2 months.
I was out on the field and I caught a ball.
Yeah,
it felt right.
And I wasn't wearing gloves.
Yes.
Skin on skin.
It was like,
you always remember your first ball.
What really happened though? Like, what was the process that? Because I am a little disappointed. I'm not disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm sad because I always saw you as a quarterback and you're now a wide receiver.
Well, you know what happened was, you know, a stud came in my class.
Mm-hmm.
Total football guy, son of a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Tough to beat.
He was doing different stuff all summer than me. Just working hard.
Whoa, wait, what do you mean?
Whoa. What does that mean?
No, like. Like, he has had one tradable skill, and that was football, and he's doing football.
So are you now saying that it's our fault that you're not a quarterback anymore?
You know, sometimes when kids lash out, they blame their parents.
I love football on TV. Shots of Gene Lee. Hanging with my friends and twins. Don't keep me waiting.
I'm
way. Slowly learn that life is okay. Stay after me and swim.